It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
No great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street?
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Friday, everybody. This is Friday, April the 10th, 2015. Good to have you listening in today. Here on BPN, we got prayer leaders gathering in Austin, Texas this week as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And I'm so glad that you are joining me here today, here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. For the next hour, we're going to pray together because we know the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So stay tuned to the Hour of Power. It's going to be a great day. I'm here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can stay where God says you can stay. You can say what God says you can say. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can go where God says you can go. You can fly where God says you can fly. You can drive where God says you can drive. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. What are you doing here on this earth? What is life all about? Why are you here? You know, we live in a very confused society. Society's confused, very confused. And, you know, God never intended it for it to be this way. We are actually a nation out of control. That's why we got to have a spiritual awakening. And so, you know, a few years ago I was in just outside of New York City ministering, and a 12-year-old boy came up to me after a Sunday service and said to me, "Can I ask you a question?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Am I going to have a good life?" I said, "What?" He said, "Am I going to have a good life?" I said, "Well, certainly, young man, because God, when you were born, designed you to have a good life." And so the plan, the Bible says the plan is a good plan. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, as I pray with people concerning their future today, because I know that one word from God can change their life. I pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in this next hour. We come boldly into your presence today with the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We dedicate this next hour to you here on BPN Radio. Thank you for the people that are joining me as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Why do we need revival in America? Why do we need another spiritual awakening? We need revival in America, another spiritual awakening, because we are a nation that has lost its way. Some people say, "Are we a Christian nation?" And our president said, "We're no longer a Christian nation." So I know that today that we are, that people claim we're a nation of many gods. We're confused about that. We're confused that there is a creator of the universe, Jehovah God, who spoke the word and the worlds came into existence. And so many people today don't know who they are, what they're doing, what is going on. So we have a crisis in America. And the crisis in America is that we have an identity crisis. People that do not know who they are, why they were born, and they don't even know what sexuality they are. They don't know if they're transgender, bigender, agender, third gender, cisgender, gender fluid. It's amazing. It's amazing. And now we have society that is demanding that if a person is a man and they feels that they feel they're supposed to be a woman, then we're to pay for their surgeries so they can change genders, or a woman to a man. It's amazing what's happening. And you know, I was reading not long ago that a young man named Brian, said that when the new school term began, he was going to be Rachel. And this was a young man in New Jersey. He said, "I'm Brian this school term. Next school term, I'm going to be Rachel." So I guess that means that as Rachel, he can go into the girls' restroom because he feels like that he is a young lady now instead of a young man. In Houston, a man now can go into a woman's restroom if he happens to feel like a woman on that particular day. That's called transgender. And, you know, how far are we going to carry this? A 48-year-old man by the name of Gary, I was reading, thinks he's a dog. He says his name is Boomer. He eats dog food, waves to people like a dog. What are we going to do with people who feel they're not a person but an animal? Are we going to try to give them a sexual change? Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a very confused world, and it's no small matter. And, you know, sometimes we can laugh and say, "Well, this is crazy," but this is actually the world that we live in. And if we oppose any of these things, then we are homophobic. We have all kinds of phobias, and we need counseling. And so we live in a very strange world, in a very perverse generation, and people don't even know who they are. Christians today, one of their main questions is, "Am I going to have a good life as this 12-year-old boy? What am I doing in life?" And that is a very great question. And God did not create you. If he created you as a man, then he did not create you to have a sex change to be a woman. If he created you a woman, He did not have you, create you to have a sex change to be a man. God did not make a mistake. And so we have lost our clarity. We have lost our direction. And we now have a society where our leaders are only talking about finances. We're all only talking about the economy. We may be talking a little bit about other things, but mainly, primarily, it's about money. It's about strategy, but we're not talking about morality because we have lost our way. The days of the 80s of Jerry Falwell's society concerning morals, the moral majority, those days are gone because people are living in ways that we have never dreamed of. And it doesn't make any difference if people live together anymore without being married. It makes no difference to most people if their young sons and daughters have sex with someone, or even a teenager invites their boyfriend or girlfriend over to their house, spends the night. We're a nation out of control. And we who break the silence on these subjects, people think that there's something wrong with us. And we know there's men that openly are having affairs with other women while their wife looks the other way or vice versa. We know that there are couples that that are exchanging each other for sex. It goes on and on and on. And we could spend the whole hour talking about that. I don't say much about that, but we live in a very immoral world where people have lost their way. They're very confused. The world is confused about who they are, what sex they are, what they're to do. And the church, they have fallen into the same pattern in many ways and about their assignment. But you must understand that when you came out of your mother's womb, you were created with a plan, a design. God gave you gifts and talents and abilities. We don't have to be confused about those things. And so we live in a world that's very, very confused. I'm going to pray for you today. We're going to pray that God would give you some clarity about your life, that God would give you some direction about your life, because we live in a world that is very, very confused. But I'm going to pray with you today that God will give you guidance and direction about your life. And we need to pray. First of all, before I begin to pray that, we need to pray for our society. We need to pray for our nation, a nation that is out of control. And we are having a major moral downfall. And we're living now in a day where if Christians, if they have any protests concerning homosexuality, concerning adultery, concerning incest, concerning having sex with animals, concerning being a transgender or bigender, agender, third gender, cisgender, or gender fluid. If we have any remarks about people living together before they get married or sex outside of marriage, then we are we're some type of phobic. And the principle of man and woman, God creating man and woman, putting them in the garden so that they could be united together. Jesus comparing marriage to the church. Us speaking about morality, one man and one woman in marriage, bringing children out of that marriage. To populate the world. You know, people think we're crazy. We're just living in a day that we've never known before. And Godfrey Birtle is going to sing about it, and then I'm going to be back to pray with people that need some direction about their lives.
We're living in an age where we're one click away from some of the vilest things on display. Revolution now. We've fallen in a pit, but we struggle to admit that we're caught in a net, the trap we've hit. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now.
The good news is a crime, it's a murder, our unborn children is fine. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. We're living in a day where we've made sex a game, told the kids it can play just as long as it's safe. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. Oh, is enough. Oh, enough is enough. Is enough. Is enough. Oh, enough. Is enough. Is enough. Is enough. Is enough. Is enough. Is enough.
Okay, there's Godfrey Myrtle. What a terrible shape we're in. We've left God. We've taken God out of our schools. We've taken prayer out of our schools. And we have replaced it with a lot of violence, a lot of things going on. And so if you oppose anything like this, of course, you're old-fashioned, out of date, out of step. But I'm almost to the 49-year mark in ministry. So I've been around a little bit to see some things and say some things. And there was a day when we prayed in the schools. When I was a boy, we prayed in schools. And we had prayer in the school. We were loyal. We were loyal to church. We were loyal to our families. We are a nation that is very confused. We're a nation out of control. We do need help, because we have fallen as a nation in the last few years. We have fallen, and we are headed for a self-destruction in America if we do not have another spiritual awakening, turning to God. And so, where does the blame lie? The blame lies with Christian leaders, with pastors and priests, with Christian politicians, and who have decided that they're going to be neutral. They're going to let everybody work out their own salvation, but not with fear and trembling. Just let everybody work it out. But I believe that these are days that we need to give out warnings concerning our nation, concerning our land, because we are a nation in trouble. And we are in trouble because we have left the foundations. We've left the principles that we were founded on as a nation. And Father, I just pray right now for this nation. I pray for America, because we are in desperate trouble. And so here on BPN Radio, I just, as people join me, we cry out for another spiritual awakening in America. We cry out for revival. We need to awaken out of our slumber and our sleep. We need to awaken out of our lethargic condition, and we need to call upon the Lord, because we have fallen, and we are in trouble. We are in desperate trouble.
Welcome in classrooms and school locker rooms. Commencement addresses, no more prayer in school. Then we wonder why he's not there. How fast we have fallen. Not welcome in government or courthouse walls. Congress voting in unread bills and laws. Political agendas rule. How fast we have fallen. Some have wondered, how did we get here? What happened to us? Just took one step at a time, one more compromise, a turn head away, more tolerance today. Don't judge me, take a stand and tell me what to do. Now we're living like we won't hear you. How fast we are falling.
Just one step at a time. That's all it takes. One step at a time. How fast we have fallen. Well, you listen to BPN Radio here on this Friday. This is your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here. And we're praying for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. Crying out crying out that we will awaken and call upon the name of the Lord. And if you'd like to donate to this broadcast, just go to BPN Radio, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page. There's a donate button. You can click on that. And you can contribute by PayPal, debit card, credit card, or writing a check. And your gifts are tax deductible. Good to have you listening in here at the bottom of the hour here on BPN Radio, Our Power. Dale Gentry here, praying, seeking the face of God. We know that it's high time that we seek His face and pray. The effectual prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Father, we pray today for revival in America. Would you help me pray right now? Those of you that are prayer partners, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just pray for this nation. We pray for this land. Lord, we're in desperate need. We're in desperate need of you right now. Come and heal our land. We pray for repentance on behalf of our nation. We repent for our greed, our idolatry, taking prayer out of our schools. We repent for our prayerlessness. We repent, O God, for drunkenness in the church. People that are bound by alcohol, bound by addictions, people that have turned from righteousness to unrighteousness. We repent for those who have believed that they've already been forgiven of everything they want to do, and so they just go out and live life any way they want to live, indulging in every lust of the flesh, believing that because they have been forgiven, then they have a ticket to do whatever they want to do. Lord, we just break every spirit of deception that's going on in our nation, our land. God, have mercy. And I pray that you would raise up intercessors, people that will get on their knees and cry out on behalf of this nation. And Lord, this program is not designed to have people to pray for America. It's designed for people in America to pray. To pray as the Holy Spirit leads them. To pray on behalf of our land. Pray concerning the darkness that is spreading. The war on Christianity that is going on. The right to worship and the rights that we have to express the name of Jesus are being rapidly taken from us. And we need to resist this. The walls of our nation have been broken down, and gates have been burned with fire. The enemy is now here, not coming, but they're now here. And help us to realize, Lord, that we live in a different nation, a different society than we have ever lived in, where people mock at righteousness. They mock at cleanness and purity. And God, we ask for your help. We pray for your help right now, that you will awaken Christians, that people will awaken and people will come to know you as their Savior and Lord. We pray for millions of people in America that need to get saved, need to get right with God, and Christians that need to turn from their wicked ways. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. And we are living in a society where so many Christians are living wicked lives, immoral lives, drunken lives, and doing everything that is pleasing to the flesh, doing everything that is pleasing in their own sight. Husbands leaving wives and wives leaving husbands. We are living in a day where we're having a national tragedy in the home, where couples are divorcing, splitting up, and leaving children confused and bewildered and angry. Lord, we need a revival, and may Christians awaken and pray with me in Jesus' name. And may others join us in this fray for a spiritual awakening in America. We pray, O God, from the White House to the least house, may people experience the glory of God. from the White House to every house, from our nation's capital. I pray, Lord, that our congresspeople and our senators would turn to you and begin to call for prayer. I know there are some congressmen that are meeting weekly, but I pray, Lord, that that will increase. Increase in Jesus' name. And Lord, that we will not be confused about who we are. Who we are. And I pray right now for those of you that are praying with me today that you are seeking direction for your life. You're not confused about if you're a man or a woman, if you feel like a man or a woman. You're not confused about that. You're not confused about your sexual identity. You're not confused about how you're to live life. You're not confused about loving your wife or loving your husband or loving your children. But there's a little confusion going on concerning the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life, for your future. What am I to do? And that's why that I encourage people to pray. I pray for two primary reasons. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. It's very, very important. I need to know Him. I need to know Him, and I need to have a relationship with Him. I need to get into that secret place, because it's in the secret place that God reveals those secrets to me about my life, about my family, about my wife, about my children, about my grandchildren, about those that I come in contact with. And so it's so very, very important that I get up and enter to the secret place. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord or stand in His holy place? Those that have clean hands and a pure heart, who've not lifted up their soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. That person shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. And we need to come into His holy place with clean hands and a pure heart. We need to come asking forgiveness of our sins and forgiving those that have hurt us, offended us, abused us, misused us, and done us wrong. And we need to pray as Jesus taught His disciples to pray. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now you must understand today that God is not confused about why He made you. He is not confused about why He created you to be a man or created you to be a woman. And I believe that each of us, when we came out of our mother's womb, were designed to be a man or designed to be a woman. We were designed one day as a man to have a godly wife and one day as a woman to have a godly husband and for us to have children. We know that it's the will of God for us to have children. I just want to pause and say a prayer for those of you that medical science has said you're not able to have a child. I pray for you right now because I know you don't have to pray about, is it God's will for me to have children? It is the will of God. And God created you to have children, to multiply, to be fruitful and multiply. And so I just pray for those of you that are not able to have children. I just ask God right now in Jesus' name to cause children to come forth out of your womb to be fruitful, and whatever needs to be corrected will be corrected in your body. And I just ask in Jesus' name for healing to take place in you so that you can have children and they can in turn have children so that we can raise up godly generations. And I know that there are some of you that are saying, well, you know, I just don't want to bring a child into this society. But it's the will of God for you to bring a child into this society and train them in the way they should go. Train up a child in the way that he or she should go. The original says the way they must go. And so you bring that child into the world, and you don't leave that child to be trained by society. That's why I believe in homeschooling. That's why I believe in Christian schools. Because we bring our children into the world, and then at an early age we send them off to public schools so that they can attend a school that is not a Christian school, and it does not teach Christian principles, and many of those are not Christian teachers. And soon our sons and daughters are influenced in another direction. But we have been called to train our children in the way they should go. It doesn't take a village to do it. It takes a godly father, a godly mother, who is willing to train their children and teach them the ways of the Lord, training them that they don't have sex until they are married. They don't have sex until they're married, and that they're to keep themselves pure. That's just a principle. That's a training. And so we send our children off to a school that is not a Christian school. We send them off to colleges and universities, and they come back not believing in God, Jehovah God. Many of them come back believing that everything is okay. Do whatever makes you feel good. I was so impressed not long ago when I went to a church in Long Beach in California, and they had a service for young people. Fathers and mothers brought their sons and daughters upon the platform, and they gave them a purity ring, and the young people made a vow that they would not have sex before marriage, that they would live pure lives until the night of their wedding. Until their wedding took place. And so these young people, many of them standing across the platform, brought tears to my eyes because they understood. They were not confused about life. They had been trained, according to the Bible, to keep themselves for their husband or their wives. And those purity rings were put on their fingers and would not be taken off until a wedding ring was placed on their finger. And how did all that come about? It was because a father and a mother taught their son or daughter, their sons and daughters, that they were to not have sex before marriage. I know that society, they laugh at that. They mock at that. They say it's ridiculous. But this is the way that we were taught in the Bible and by the Word. And so there does not need to be confusion. I am not confused concerning life. And I want to pray for those of you that are. You just don't know the direction you're going. You don't know what God wants you to do. You don't know what your purpose is in life. And, you know, in my book, God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish, which, by the way, is free on letsprayamerica.com. Just go to letsprayamerica.com. And you can go to resources, click on. My book is free. You can read it online or you can download it, print it off. And in fact, all of my products, all of my resources are free. And I just don't spend time selling my products. I'm just giving my products away. I'm not criticizing those people that do. But there's so much happening today that some people spend more time selling their products, their resources, than they do ministering. And I think we've gotten to a place of confusion on that. So anyhow, I lay that aside. And from my book, How to Start, How to Finish, God Assignments, a prophetic book, in my introduction, I say, have you ever wondered why God chose you to walk on earth at this exact time in history? Think about it for a moment. You could have been born any time in history past or any time in history future. But here you are alive in the 21st century. Is that a coincidence or happenstance? Is it a coincidence that you are here, or were you designed to be here from the foundation of the world? You are here by divine design, assigned to this slice of history by the creator of the universe, Jehovah God. You aren't here just to fill space or to be another statistic. You're here now because you were specifically created to make a difference during this particular time in history. You're here on assignment. On assignment from God. When God formed you, He created your destiny, which is embedded in your spiritual DNA. Your spiritual DNA. I'm sure you have a pretty good idea how you got here. You know where you're going when this life is over. The problem that most of us have is what we're supposed to do with the gulf in between these two blessed events. Is life no more than a maze of twists and turns, events and happenings with no rhyme or reason? No, it isn't. Your life is made up of a series of assignments, and those assignments are why God put you right here and right now. Growing up as the son of a poor Pentecostal preacher in the little town of Comanche, Oklahoma, I knew very little about assignments. We lived in a small remodeled army barrack on Willis Street, which nobody envied. Known as a shotgun house in those days, it was no more than 40 feet long and capped with gray shingles. I was the only boy in town who lived in that kind of a house. One of my first boyhood dreams was to live in a house that required a turn somewhere in the floor plan. I realize now that we were very poor, but no one bothered to tell me at the time. We always had enough to eat and clothes to wear, but there were many less obvious things we didn't have, including a television. That luxury would have to wait until I was a junior in high school. However, we lived in a life rich in peace, surrounded by an abundance of prayer. My dad got up at 5 every morning and prayed for at least an hour. While praying, Dad had one volume loud. O.C. prayed so loud that even sometimes our neighbors knocked on the door requesting that he lower the volume. Although that was quite embarrassing, I now realize that hearing his voice each morning was making a lasting impact on my life. I believe his prayers created an atmosphere where dreams and visions could flourish. I recall lazy summer days lying on my back, looking up at the vast blue sky and dreaming of my future. When a jet flew over, leaving a long trail of smoke, I imagined flying on that plane. My mind winged its way to visit distant lands and faraway countries. My dreams became so real that during our family gatherings, I assembled my cousins and created dramas which we presented to the whole clan. That flair for drama later earned me several thespian awards in high school, including Best Actor. All of that was a response to the many aspirations which bubbled up, full grown from my heart. Of course, God was preparing me for something far bigger than that, than I could stretch my mind to imagine. I had no way of knowing that he determined our assignments prior to our birth, knitting together the map of our destiny. God had chosen a specific time in history for my birth so that I might fulfill my specific God-given assignments. I was about to discover my reason for living. You have a reason for living, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that are listening to this Friday broadcast here on BPN Radio, and I want to pray for you right now that God has a wonderful plan for your life. And you may say, well, if God has a wonderful plan for my life, then why have so many difficult things happen? I don't know and I don't understand why so many bad things happen to so many good people, to so many good Christians. But the Bible said that along the way we will have challenges and our difficulties. Things that we cannot comprehend and things that we do not understand. But we must realize that we are here on a faith journey, and regardless of what happens, whatever happens in this life, the difficulties that come our way cannot be compared, according to the Bible, cannot be compared to the glory that is going to be revealed in us. The glory that is going to happen in our lives and what God is going to give us in heaven, in eternity, and everything we do. Ladies and gentlemen, my Christian brothers and sisters today, everything we do must be done in the light of eternity. Of eternity. And everything we do, we must pause and consider. Selah, pause and consider, is this pleasing to God or unpleasing to God? Are we living to please God? Are we living to please ourselves? And if we are living to please God, I can assure you that He will give us guidance and direction. So I pray for those of you that are listening to BPN Radio today that don't have direction. You love Jesus. You love the Lord. You have given your life to Him. You are serving Him. But you just don't know what you're supposed to do. I pray for you right now. Because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. Forever. One word from God can change your life forever. And I pray for you right now. The will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God will be done in your life. And if you will listen to Him and listen to His voice, He will speak to you and He will speak into your ear as you pray. I pray to know God, pray to know what He wants me to do. And as I pray, I am assured that I will eventually hear from God. He will speak to me in that still small voice, or maybe someone will give me a prophetic word for my life. I'm not going to depend on anyone to give me a word. And I just want to assure you that if you are looking to any individual to give you an ongoing word or words, then you're eventually going to become, you're going to be controlled by that person, eventually contaminated by that person, because there are some people that try to control other people through continuous prophetic words. Instead of getting a word from God for themselves or eventually hearing a word from someone, they are continuously going to someone and asking them to give them a word. This is dangerous, ultra dangerous. And I counsel you and warn you not to do that. Not to do that. You don't seek counsel from just one person. The multitude of counselors, their safety. Neither do you seek prophetic words from just one person. In fact, just going around trying to get a prophetic word is not the lifestyle that you as a Christian are to live. If you're in a service, a trusted place, a trusted person gives you a word, that is one thing. That, of course, that needs to be confirmed. But just going to someone for a prophetic word or just seeking after someone to prophesy over you is a very dangerous thing. But the safest thing, the primary way to know what God wants you to do is in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer. And as you pray, He's going to speak to you. And God spoke to me in 1966 in a David Wilkerson service in Wichita Falls, Texas, as I got down to pray in an atmosphere to hear God. The Holy Spirit said to me, "Would you preach my gospel? I want you to preach my gospel." And all along the way, the greatest direction that I've had from God is through my time with Him in prayer. And as He speaks to me, then I just write it down in a book, the Bible. So in my prayer times, I go into my prayer times with my Bible and my pen. Not to put down my daily schedule, not to work on a to-do list, but I go in there with pen in hand. If He gives me some revelation, a word from God, then I write it down. That's why I don't have to be confused about life. And there may be someone that comes along from time to time, gives me a prophetic word that literally changes my life. That's why I believe that one word from God can change your life. And so primarily, I'm seeking God to hear Him in the place of prayer and hear Him speak to me. And then, of course, I need confirmation on that. But I also realize that God can speak to you prophetically. over the years, serving as a prophetic voice in America since 1985, as well as a prayer voice, I have spoken to many, many people, giving them prophetic words. I remember speaking to a man that was running for lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma. I prayed for him. He served two terms there. I remember praying over a man who was running for Congress and was running in third place. And I prayed for him. And 2 days later, I gave him a prophetic word that I would be coming to D.C., Washington, D.C., to visit him. 2 days later, he won the nomination, the Republican nomination for Congress, United States Congress, and then won the general election. I went to see him last year, a few months ago, to pray with him. And just as I prophesied over a man in India years ago, 1990, who was about to quit the ministry. I prophesied that he would do incredible things in the nation of India. And, of course, that was followed by incredible things that he did. I went to visit him a few years ago before he went to heaven. And in India, without any loans, he had developed a prayer center. He developed a conference center. He developed a place of prayer, 24-hour prayer center. He had built over 200 churches. He had built a hospital with doctors and nurses. He had developed a Bible school, an orphanage, and all of these things have been developed because he had received one word from God. I prophesied over a man that had been heavyweight champion of the world in times past, 4 times heavyweight champion of the world, and was suffering from a physical ailment, and I prophesied that he would make a comeback. And once again, he went to box for the World Heavyweight Championship of the world, making a major comeback, as I prophesied. So there are many, many prophetic words that I have given that have literally changed the course of a person's life. And that can happen. But the primary way that you receive a word from God is that you pray and seek his face, go into the holy place, anoint your ears to hear, your eyes to see. I'm talking about your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes. Anoint your heart to receive. Write it down and then allow it to take root in your life, knowing that every word you receive from God is not a now word. Sometimes it's a confirming word. Sometimes it's a future word. It may take a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Or it could be a brand new word that he speaks to you. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to you about your future, and it seems impossible. Impossible. But know that you hear something, see something, say something, and then you do something. So I'm praying with you here on BPN Radio today on this Friday. I'm praying for you, the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. And so this is a moment of silence, and it's not a moment for silent prayer. It's a moment for you to be silent and not say anything while I pray for you. Would you let me do that? Father, I pray in Jesus' name. I pray for people that are listening to VPN Radio today. They're not confused about their gender. They're not confused about heaven or hell. They're not confused about marriage. But they are confused about their purpose in life, because they know there's an emptiness in their life. And they know there's more to do than what they're doing. There's more to say than what they're saying. There's more places to go than where they're going. And there is that longing and yearning in their heart for their life to count. And many of them are asking the same question as a 12-year-old boy just outside of New York City asked me, am I going to have a good life? And Lord, there's many people They're confused about if they're going to have a good life. If God created good things for them, why have so many bad things happen? Why did their husband leave them, their wife leave them? Why are their children turning away from God? Why have they gone through so many health problems, health issues? If God is such a good God and He has such a good plan, why have all of these things happened? And why has God not answered their prayers? And they felt like that there were certain demarcations in life where things were going to change, and things did not change but got worse. Why, Lord, why? And Lord, the only response that we can give is from Proverbs chapter 3, we will trust you, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. Don't just go off and say, I've given up on God. I've given up on life. I don't understand life. I thought God was a good God, but so many bad things have happened. We'll not go there. We'll not go there. We'll not go there. But we will be like the pastor, friend of mine in Texas, after his teenage daughter was killed in a plane crash. And he gathered the congregation together, several thousand people gathered to pray with he and his family and his wife. And he simply stood up and said, I don't know why this is happening. This has happened, but we will not go there. I'll not go there. And so there's things that we don't understand, but we won't go there today. We'll just trust you with all of our heart. We will not lean on understanding in all of our ways. We will just keep acknowledging you as you direct our paths. Lord, we know that we'll make our own, that man makes his own plans, but it's you, God, that directs our steps. So I pray right now for every person that is seeking direction from you, that they will not fall into an abyss of confusion, but they will discern that all things are working together for them, because they love you. They love the Lord. I pray, God, that you would give them direction for their lives. I pray that your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you just agree with me right now as I've been praying for you? Would you just agree with me right now? God, I trust you with my future. I trust you with my life, and I know that you're going to give me direction concerning my assignments. I know that you're going to give me direction on what I'm going to do next. I trust you and believe you. We just pray that way for just a few moments. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio today. I've been delighted to have you praying with me today. I believe that we have made a difference. In fact, I just believe in the power of an hour. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. And I'm going to be back tomorrow. I have some special guests on tomorrow, so you join me. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. And in the meantime, you have a great day. I sure love you. And remember that God has a good plan for your life.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.